Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're cool wherever you're at. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And we're going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. So have fun. If you've missed the first 3 hours of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening live and local on your CBS Sports Radio affiliate. What's up, Minnesota and Chicago and Detroit and Boston here in Atlanta? What's up, everybody listening on the game? What's up, people in Vegas? Hello, San Francisco, San Diego, and everybody in Texas, Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, El Paso. What's up, Phoenix, Arizona? People are everywhere. Denver, Colorado, Portland, Oregon, Seattle. People call us from Hawaii. Get calls from Bulgaria. Just people hit us up everywhere. What's up, Florida? Louisiana, WWL. What's up, y'all? The Ticket. I love everybody. Hey, Shep, you love everybody?
Most people.
Yeah, okay. Like most people. I love everybody.
That's not true.
I do. I love everybody.
Everybody?
Name somebody I don't love. Go for it. Name somebody. Anybody.
Donald Sterling.
What's Thank he you. Doing now? Is he still alive? He's still alive?
Unfortunately.
Is he still hanging out with young women?
Definitely.
Can he see him?
Probably not.
I ain't got no problem joking about that piece of trash.
Thank you. I mean, listen, the guy made a wealth of, you know, he has an estate. I get all that, but he's trash. He's a horrible human being.
Well, he loved the beautiful black bodies of his players.
I thought you were going to stop at players, and when you said that first part, I can't blame him for loving that. But it's
of
when you
players.
No, but yeah, just remove the players part and just loving. Uh-huh. Never mind. But like the thing is, yeah, for him to be thinking that in the first place, and then for him to go public with that, that was the easiest ban. And speaking of ban, I know you have that in your top six list, but that's the easiest ban in the history of sports.
Who, thinking out loud, Donald Sterling, let's see, you Shep, tell me if I'm wrong. He has to be age 87? Is he 87?
He might be older.
Donald Sterling is older than 87?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Yeah, he's not. Maybe he is hanging out with the young women, but man, I know why they're hanging out with him.
89 years old.
Oh, wow. He just turned 89.
Yeah.
All right. So the countdown is on, right? Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's put it this way. Given the way he's lived his life and the kind of public backlash he rightfully faced, I think he's on borrowed time, as you would say.
Well, yeah, wherever he's going, it may be kind of hot, you know. I don't know. He may want to leave his coats and his jackets. He might get some shorts together. It's going to be hot where he's going.
Right. And JR, like, if I'm being – and I'm sorry, I know you didn't mean to go down this rabbit hole, but if I'm being as fair and objective as possible.
Sure.
There is no justification for his words, for his thoughts, for his actions. Now, with that being said, he is not the only person who is white that feels that way, especially from that particular generation. I'm not excusing it. I'm not justifying it. There are a ton of people behind closed doors that have very similar sentiments to what Donald Sterling did when he made those comments 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, what, the black athletes are like cattle? Oh, man, we can go back generations. Yeah, of course. You can think about now what people say in back rooms. Come on, believe me.
Right, right. So he probably grew up around a lot of those very ignorant thoughts and claims.
Yeah, well, people fear what they don't understand. So
well said.
Thus is life. It's unfortunately written in the history and the annals of Earth, and it's not even a black or white thing. It's just all over the world. If I don't know you and you're over here, it's tribalism, and it's tribalism at its worst. But that's something to write a book on into the future. But anyway, do I love Donald Sterling? You're right, Shep. No, I could care less about that dude. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We were talking about negativity, but negativity of a different kind earlier in the show. We talked about Trey Lance, quarterback 3 for the 49ers. We talked about something that was a negative earlier today. It was the New York Yankees, Brian Cashman coming out of his mouth and saying that, yes, we are a disaster this season. And then Aaron Judge goes out and hits 3 home runs. Nice turnaround, I guess. We showed love to Kobe Bryant. Would have been 45 years old on August 23rd. Tua Tagovailoa defended himself. Ryan Clark basically said, he fat. Tua Tagovailoa said, man, don't keep my name out your mouth. You don't know me. You don't know who the hell I am. And then I gave you a top 6 list. Athletes who deserve an apology, inspired by Reggie Bush, who's currently suing the NCAA for defamation. People don't say sorry enough, right? Somebody brushes by you, doesn't say sorry. Somebody steps on your new shoes, doesn't say sorry. Somebody hits your car, right? They speed off. They didn't even bother to exchange nothing. They just left. Didn't say sorry. Somebody's ex, their husband, their wife, their spouse can't look them in the face and they can't say sorry. It happens, right? We're human beings. We're prideful. You know, yeah, I don't know what those noises were, but you know what I mean. You say everything except for sorry. And so tonight, thank you, Reggie Bush, the top 6 list, athletes who deserve an apology. If you want to hear the list, you want to hear all the fancy audio that comes with it, listen to the last hour on the free Odyssey app, okay? And number 6, I gave you Vince Carter. Toronto, say sorry. All that booing early on. I don't care if you cheered him on his way out the door, but well, this, the conclusion of his career, he deserves an apology. Raptors wouldn't be worth squat. They may not have even stayed in Canada if Vince Carter didn't jump onto the scene. Be grateful for the man. And number 5, I gave you Reggie Bush. The NCAA needs to pay him. That's their apology to him. And number 4, Charles Barkley. Michael Jordan needs to say sorry for being such a sensitive legend. And number three, Barry Sanders, the Ford family, the Lions need to apologize for him. To him. Sucked the life out of playing football. He left. He quit. I'm not doing this anymore. Pete Carroll apologized to everybody in Seattle for not running the football. And at number one, Pete Rose. Oh, yeah, he cheated. Okay, fine. Does he have to be banned until he's dead? They're going to reinstate him when he's gone. He's 82 years old. The only reason why they don't reinstate him now is because of the optics. And it's like none of these current players care. Pete Rose being associated officially or disassociated from baseball isn't stopping Bryce Harper if he wants to go bet on a game. It's not. Just for the integrity of the game. Stupidness. Stop. Put Pete Rose, not in a Hall of Fame. I don't care. Just let him hang out, man. Don't got to ban the guy. I'm just having fun, by the way. Don't take any of this too serious. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What athlete deserves an apology? Alan is here from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Alan.
I love Bob Sheridan. He's my favorite announcer, but he owes Evander Holyfield an apology. In round one, Evander started slugging with him, and he says, that's the wrong fight plan. He's going to get knocked out. He's showing bravado, and that's the last thing in the world you should be doing against Mike Tyson. And did you hear what Don Turner said between the after the first round? He says, all you have to do is stay calm, and it's you. You see everything. You're the bully in there. Tyson ain't the bully. And he went smash mouth with Tyson, too. He beat him at his own game. He roughed house with him. He pushed him back. And he showed everybody. He was a 25-1 underdog, and he surprised everybody. And Tyson owes him an apology after biting his ear back in 1990. June 28th.
Okay. It took us a while to get there. I was waiting for the one apology that I was really going to wholeheartedly follow. But, yeah, I think biting another human being's ear off warrants an apology. But, you know, they're buddies now. For the most part, they'll hang out socially when they're together. You know, they're good.
I absolutely hate Tyson. You like him. You're a fan of his, but most people actually
hate him. Whoa. Who said, wait, slow the hell down.
Sure.
Good. Who said, I sat here on the radio and said I'm a fan of Mike Tyson? I've said that?
You said you liked him. I don't know what it was.
When did you hear me say I liked him? When did you hear me say I'm a fan of him?
Well, you had some kind words about him, I remember. There's no kind words about him at all.
What were the kind words? He was the most feared heavyweight of all time. What am I supposed to say?
Should have said Tyson has nothing upstairs. There's more to boxing than just brute strength. You know, you complimented him on his career. The last few years.
I complimented Mike Tyson on his career. What am I supposed to say? Did you see him?
I saw him fight. He has emotional instability and lack of mental discipline.
Oh my God, Alan, bro, Alan, that's not being fair, man.
I just absolutely hate him.
You can dislike him for his prison stint. You can dislike him for his vulgarity. This man, he don't bother nobody now, man. Don't bother nobody. He sits down, smokes weed, and he just don't bother nobody. Ugh. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, we got some news. It ain't good news. Hey, Shep, you don't got to tell me this. You tell everybody. What's going on?
Well, JR, I mean, you alluded to it. Shohei Ohtani, obviously, 44th home run of the season. But the bigger story is going to be what took place on the mound in terms of him having to be taken out of the game very early in this one, second inning, and he's actually done for the season, at least on the mound. And he has a torn UCL, obviously.